Oh, let me say this, by the way, too. Another guy that really helped out with stuff. And even if it was just to show that, hey, it's me. I don't care why. But it was Matt. I believe his name is Hazmat on the forums. His show, obviously, is called The Jam Hole. Right. And I know listeners, regular listeners, or regular forum members, rather, are probably like, ooh, don't say his name. Because this guy, and I told him this.
They're going to get confused.
It's called The Jam Hole, and he spams the forum sometimes like, oh, you know what? We were talking on The Jam Hole, and I don't know if I can explain right what he does, but he pushes it hard, where it's like, go fuck yourself.
But he doesn't just come on just to spam. He does listen. He's, I mean,
right.
He won one of the Nanos. Because
back in the day,
he
definitely was one of the guys that out of left field, like somebody would be like,
yeah,
so I couldn't be losing, but I just can't believe that we are all because of a podcast, because of these two people together here hanging out. This is amazing.
Tattoos on his hands.
Yeah, right. He's a badass.
But I told him one time, he was like a light Deuce.
He was American Deuce.
Right?
Deuce light.
He Deuce looked light. Just like him. So people are going to see on the DVD, they're like, wow, Deuce is there. It's not Deuce.
Right. But my point is, like, and he acknowledged it once I said it. I'm like, how about you fucking quit spamming the forums or whatever the fuck you're doing? Whatever he's like, okay. But I got to say, I got 10 people from that.
Right.
I'll give you 5,000 now. Fucking relax.
No, how you said it was just be nice and you'll have hundreds more. You know? Right. Yeah.
All don't right. push it and they'll like you.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene. Immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, August 15th, 2008. If you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode 73 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. How the fuck are you doing today?
Kind of buzzed. How are you?
I'm also a little buzzed.
Right on.
We decided to kill that bottle of Jack that we were taking shots on during Thursday's show, the cruise special. And yeah, God, I'm glad I drank all of my Rockstar, and there's nothing else in the house, so I grab a Capri Sun, and I put the straw in it, and I'm like, I'm looking at the Capri Sun, and I'm looking at the shot glass.
It's a fucking small straw, dude.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's no fucking way this is gonna clear my palate before I breathe in, which is what gets me, because then the vapor hits, and then I go vomit, so... Braden was nice enough to share a bit of his Rockstar.
I had half of it, and now it's gone.
Yeah, I it takes a lot. If I'm going to be drinking whiskey... See, Odie told me if it's clear, it's queer. Because I was taking shots of vodka, because it's easy to order. I don't know much. Even though I worked in a liquor store, I don't know what to order, because I don't fucking drink. So I'm like, vodka, whatever the fuck. Disgusting every fucking time. That's in those pictures of the cruise, you can see me pouring Chaser. The shot I'm taking is vodka.
They had no Rockstar on the boat, huh?
Not at all.
Did you look?
Yes. They had Rockstar in Miami. But yeah, so I did quit drinking Rockstar while I was on the cruise, and that lasted till
about... Yeah, because you had no choice.
Fuck you, and that lasted till about the time I got back to Miami, so fuck me. All right.
How much does Rockstar cost down to Miami?
It's
like $2.69 for the 24s here.
Are we assuming the economy levels itself out with $100 for a bowl of pot, $120 for a nice steak, Rockstar about $25.
So how much are they really?
I don't fucking remember.
Oh. Probably more.
Probably the same, plus tax.
Right,
plus
they have tax.
You gotta tip the fucking guy that works at the gas station, because, you know...
Yeah, you gotta fucking tip everyone.
Fuck, dude. a nigga could go broke living there. I see now why people down there rip people off.
Right.
It's like,
they
man...
They either that rip people off or they're fucking rich.
They have to rip you off, yeah. Otherwise, they can't survive.
Right.
So, thank you guys so much for listening to the Friday night show of this fucking thing. That little intro you heard was the plug I got on Keith and the Girl. finally.
I never would have thought we'd actually get a plug all on their show.
All it took was me meeting them in person. And I like what he said at the beginning is that, like, I was helping out. He didn't know if I was doing it just to, so they're like, look.
How were you helping out?
I was helping McNally set up video cameras, adjusting things, nice. Shit like that, helping him run wires, all stuff like that. And honestly, I doubt they'll listen to this, but I think Keith McNally's listening. And I told him this. I help out with that shit because I know how to do all that stuff and I enjoy doing it. And when I see just one person having to set up five fucking video cameras, run the microphones, all that shit, it's like, right. Dude, I know how to do this. Well, do you want some help? I wasn't doing it, so I was like, look at me, I'm from the jam hole, I'm helping you, please talk about me. I could have, you know, it was cool that they did. I wouldn't have been pissed if they wouldn't have. You know, I totally wasn't even expecting that. Like I said, when I was walking with my friend down there, I got like two text messages and a phone call saying, dude, did you hear Keith and the girl? They gave you a plug. Like, they were so excited for me.
Nice.
And then I finally get home and I listen to it and I almost started fucking crying, dude. I was like, oh my God, dude, this is so fucking cool. And I don't really see the what's the similarity between me and Deuce. Maybe he's Israeli. I know that I'm not.
Right.
We both have
maybe
big noses.
Darker skin, too.
Well, yeah, we're both dark, I guess. Yeah. But we both maybe have big noses.
See,
that's
I've never seen Deuce before.
I've seen pictures of it. I'd like a side-by-side of me and Deuce, and then because my little brother looks just like me,
you guys,
so I'd like to put him in the side-by-side-by-side.
Right. Whenever we're in town, people will be like, hey, Mark.
Yeah, come up and give me a hug. So I'm like, all right, hug, grab the ass. Oh, you're not Mark. Well, don't fucking touch me.
Don't call me that.
You started. Yeah, exactly. You started it. So I was up quite a bit last night going through all the fucking video finally after I got all my pictures up there. And those were just pictures from the pictures Newsy took. Thank you very much, Newsy. Tantalus, he sent in some pictures that had me and Odie in them. Thank you very much to you. It was awesome meeting
those
you guys.
Those pictures that Newsy took are fucking amazing.
Newsy is an amazing photographer. For a gay black dude, he takes some good fucking pictures.
What does that mean?
Well,
does that mean being a gay black dude gives you a handicap in photography?
No, it must mean it makes you good at photography.
I guess, yeah.
You have the whole gay thing going, so you're real like clean and you do things well, and then you have the whole black thing going, which is, I guess, you just don't give a fuck, so you'll take anyone's fucking picture. It's
that's
like,
true.
You gonna come at me? I'm black. You don't know what the fuck I'll do. I may sit down and barbecue some chicken. I may shoot you. I may steal your fucking cars and pimp your wife. You don't know. So, but yeah, man, going through the video, I was telling Keith McNally and the Keith and the Girl forums this. I was like, dude, I just went through 3 minutes of fucking video putting it together, and I was ready to slice fucking wrists. This guy, Keith McNally, awesome fucking dude in person, he has to go through 2 hours of, like, Jeopardy that we did on the boat. That all that footage, all the footage from the live show, all the footage from the screening, all the footage from the actual cruise itself.
But he did get to go on the cruise for free.
That is true, but is it really for free? I mean, look at all the time.
Yeah, he has to do that. That's basically the cost for
and
him.
I guess that it's what he loves to do. I'm just saying, from my point of view, wow, dude, that's fucking hardcore.
Yeah, that's a
lot. I'm not. I like doing pictures and audio a lot better.
Video editing sucks.
Oh fuck me. And maybe it's because I'm using Vegas Video 8 and I don't know it very well. I'm getting the hang of it more.
Better than Windows Movie Maker.
Yeah, that's what I was using at first, and I still do because Vegas Video 8 won't let me save it as a WVM file or
WMV?
WMV file.
Right.
So I fucking finish in that, which is ends up being like a 500 meg AVI file.
Oh, cool.
So then I open that in Windows Movie Maker, which takes fucking 10 minutes to open because it's Windows. And,
right.
You know, it's like 5 seconds to load fucking 4.5 hours to just sit there and go, are you still waiting? That's right. You are still waiting. You know why? Because you don't have a fucking choice. Fuck you. You know? Fucking Microsoft. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome. And if you go to youtube.com/jamhole, you'll see the first 3 videos of the cruise. I still have quite a bit more footage to put together. So, I will probably be doing that tonight. Let's see. The next thing. Oh, I did notice that if you go into our Picasso gallery, I don't even know what the fuck the address is. Go to thejamhole.com, click on picture gallery in the menu there, and then click on the cruise pictures. And I noticed somebody named Christian, he's a friend of mine from here, was going through all the pictures and leaving comments, kind of like little captions and stuff. And he's kind of funny in person, but not like someone that's like, holy shit, you're fucking hilarious. But I was reading some of these comments / captions he was making. Oh my fucking god, he is fucking hilarious on the internet. So yeah. I was thinking if any of you guys would like to get in on some of that. I did while I was waiting for video to edit itself or whatever the fuck. So I was
leaving. There's three videos from the cruise on YouTube now, right?
So far, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, this I'm talking about.
They already have like hundreds of views.
Oh, I know. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's what Keith
That's
and the
more
girl
views.
Will do.
Those videos got more views in one night than any of our videos have ever.
Ever, yeah. But it's all about that one plug, man.
Because it says Keith and the girl.
Thank you so much, Keith and Khemda. I'm sure you guys won't hear it, but thank you. I feel better now.
So I just saw a picture of Deuce.
Do I look like him?
Not at all.
I think it's just because I
he does have a big
nose. I need to explain something. A lot of you guys, if you listen to the Jam Hole, you'll know this, but I don't drink. So the second night of the cruise, I started drinking Jameson, like we talked about.
Yeah, right.
And maybe that's that kind of, it was all the energy. Like when I'm in places, I'm a parasite. Like I'll absorb energy from others to use it as my own, like a super scion plus 5 energy enchantment thing.
Okay.
So just
lay off the geek, man.
So just for one, meeting Keith and Khemda, who I just totally look up to, and like I think they're fucking awesome. Between that and all of the people that were there, like I was just full of fucking energy. So I think that's why, because they said I was a very excitable person. Yeah. And I think that was it. I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was so just like, holy shit,
kind of starstruck
here. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And then to actually sit there and eat with them and talk to them and them actually stop talking when I was talking, I was just like, wow, this is so fucking cool. So that maybe is why they were like, oh, you're like Deuce, because Deuce is all excitable and
right, he's really hyper.
Yeah, so whatever, that's cool. I'll take what I can get at this point in time.
You're Deuce light.
Oh god. So yeah, if you guys do want to play the picture caption game, definitely go to our fucking Picasso page and leave little caption comments. You'll see what Christian wrote, what I wrote, and then you know whatever you can think of, as long as it's funny. And maybe on the Monday show we'll go through them all and we'll read like the 5 or 10 best ones or whatever. Paula says Deuce's wife is a plague on humanity. Can you imagine if they fucking produce a child? Can you say the Antichrist to like the 10th fucking power?
Right.
Oh my god, dude. Please don't have kids, please.
Please, abortions for you are mandatory.
And another thing I just want to mention real quick. When I was looking through, popa, we should just do that the whole fucking
popa,
job. Popa. Thank you for listening. Good night. Popa. No, so I was looking through the picture gallery and... Let's go shopping. Burger. Oh, man. Oh, God. So I was looking at the pictures on the picture gallery, and I noticed the one of my wrecked car, the Elantra. And that was the one where, if you remember, I told everyone that I had swerved to miss a deer.
Yeah. And you told me what really happened a long time ago.
So I'm looking at that, and I checked the description, and it still says that I, like, everything else is true about jumping it and all that, minus the part that says why
it happened.
I initiated the, So if you guys listen to the show, you'll know what really happened, which probably includes my mother by now, so I'm sure she's thrilled about
that. I'm surprised she hasn't said anything.
No, yeah, right.
Does she listen to like every episode?
I think so.
Really?
Because she said this is the only way she knows what the fuck I'm doing.
That's
anymore.
True. It's the only time she ever gets to hear you
like
talk.
I went up there yesterday to do some laundry and drop off the suitcase, right. And that was it. So it was nice to see him though. And yeah, and every time I go over there, my stepdad always wants me to fix his laptop. Ever since he got a computer, he just always like, I tell him, go here. Now, my mom's going to listen to this, and I'm going to start a fucking divorce right here. But he always fucking checks out porn on the internet, which is cool. We all fucking do it. Right. I do it on my phone.
You just got to do it the right way.
Right. And I fucking, last time I had to reinstall Windows for him. God, if I had a nickel, right?
Right.
I bookmarked like 10 fucking websites, login infos. Go here if you need to fuck your hand and not my mom. Okay, is that weird? Okay,
that's kind of
mom
weird.
Earmuffs. I mean, earmuffs like 20 seconds. Never mind. Fuck me. So every time he just like it builds up again. Right. And then like I'm laying on the couch. I'm kind of sad because I just got off the phone with May.
You need to teach him how to use torrents.
Yeah,
no
shit. And he just comes in. I'm like kind of, you know, teary eyed a little bit, writing in my fucking poem book.
Right.
And he just sets the laptop on my fucking lap. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's got white spots all over it.
I didn't even open it. I was just like, whatever.
Don't touch that keyboard.
26 says, oh man, one time on my external hard drive, I found porn that my dad must have bought from givemepink.com. It was so embarrassing, I never said anything.
What's more embarrassing, nice. That there was porn on there or that he bought it?
Right, yeah, right?
Like, why would you buy
or it? Or is givemepink.com a gay porn website? I don't know.
That would be embarrassing.
I've never seen that one. So, moving right along here. Oh, God. Today was my first day back at work after
How
my
fucking... How did that go?
Well, I'm going to tell...
Please. Oh,
for one, I was like an hour late this morning. Mm-hmm. I get a phone call at like 8:30. It's one of the girls that works in the office. Hey, are you coming to work today? Oh, yeah. Or no, what she said was, this is your wake-up call. I figured you were up doing, you know, stuff for the show or pictures still. I was like, oh, yeah, I have to go to work today, huh? So I'm like, all right, I'll be there in a few. And I get there and shit. And I, you know, Jesse's gone. He went camping with his brother or whatever. So now it's...
Wasn't he the one taking over your route?
Yeah. And he was
so
like...
So who did your route the day you just didn't go?
Jesse did. Oh, just okay. Today he went camping.
Gotcha.
So, and like for the 2 weeks, 3 weeks prior to, he had been coming with me, loading the truck, unloading it. You know, I'm making him get out and do things so he can see where everything's at. So today he was gone. So I go from like total vacation to like back to work by myself again, which is cool. I mean, when we were on the cruise, I was running stairs. You know, we hardly took the elevators because it would take like 20 fucking minutes for the elevator to come.
And, right.
Yeah, so I wasn't out of shape or anything. It was fine. But the one thing that I fucking... the first place I go to, I'm not going to say what it is, but they're like, oh, you're back. And I didn't even really... think about that. Like we did those shows, and most of the reason was so I wouldn't have to tell all of the stories of what
right.
happened.
People
over.
Can just go listen.
Like when I went to Europe and shit, when I got back, each friend I hung out with was like, so how was your trip? What happened? It's like you gotta tell that shit over and over again. So this is nice. I can just be like, thejamhole.com episode 72 parts 1 and 2. See you later. You know?
Yeah.
But now to the people that I deliver to, for one, I didn't totally at all expect them to be like, oh, how was your trip? Tell me all about it.
Right.
I can't tell. Fuck. I'm like,
go to this, but only listen to these
yeah,
two.
Yeah, no, not at all. But it was good. And the first place I go to, you know, I'm having a good day so far. Everything's cool. Did you meet any cute chicks? And I'm like, thanks for reminding me. I mean, not like I had forgotten. Like, I've
right.
been thinking about it since I fucking left, obviously. Because that's how I am, I guess. Stupid or whatever the fuck. But I'm like, yeah, actually, I met one the last day I was in Miami. And she's like, oh, how did that go? And I'm like, well, I might move to Argentina. And they're like... really? That good? I'm like, wow. Oh, you have no idea we were I didn't like explain everything that had happened or anything like right. that because, you know, I am at work. So and then after that, it was just like the whole fucking time.
Oh, man, I love our chat room. They're just talking about like gaping vaginas and
sort of gross.
All kinds of good
agree.
Stuff.
I agree. Vagina centered, just like me. Wow, guys. Nice.
Come on.
Nice. That's why I love our chat room now. Fucking awesome. But yeah, that's a good idea. 26 says Matt should make a CD of his trip account and edit out the jam hole references. Oh, God damn it. I need to stop looking at the chat. You got the chat?
Well, I got it.
Okay, cool. Because I'm losing my place in my notes here. So let's see here. Yeah, so I get to the next place, and it's like the same thing. Not like, did you meet any cute chicks specifically, but right, it was like, oh, you're back. How was your trip? This and that. And I'm like,
so now you know what famous people feel like. This people having the same questions.
Right. It's like, you know what, though? I got to think, it's like, I deliver your water. You know fuck all about me right. personally.
All you know is that you were gone.
Exactly. Some other dude was bringing your water for a week and a half, and now I'm back. But they got I guess they like me because, you know, I'm happy and I'm in there and I'm buff and hot, or I don't fucking know what the fuck. My nose is huge.
Well, you did have those one cougars staring at you.
Oh god. Not
watch
the,
it
at
bend
least,
over
at least they spread didn't look up. Like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh. You fail.
Oh god. So it was just like, I didn't think of it. I should have just typed it out if I would have known this was gonna happen. Like, here's how my trip went. But it's not like, you know, how are you, good, how are you, good. It's like, so how was your trip,
details?
And I'm like, good. And I expect that to be it, and they're just like staring at me.
So
like,
what happened?
So what? Yeah, it's like, okay, you really want to know? I started drinking. I got stoned. I got ripped off twice. I had sex. I mean, like, what do you expect?
I was on a cruise.
Yeah. What? Yeah, like, what are you expecting me to tell you about my trip? Like, you're in an office. I can't just, I don't know. It just seemed very, very weird that, like, they were, it should have been, did you have a nice trip? Yes. Okay, have a nice day. Go fuck yourself. You know, like, it was just, I don't know. It was just weird. And it happened just so much, like,
yeah,
all day
like
long.
Every person.
How was your, oh, fuck you.
You should have been like, I've told so many people, I don't want to
repeat
it.
And then one of them, a lot that I noticed was happening, it's like, so did you have a good time? Like, I was on vacation for a week and a half. What? No, I had an awful fucking time.
Shit
I wish
happens.
I was at work.
Shit well, happens.
Well, like, what, though? I mean, I came back. I didn't get arrested. I'm still alive. What right. else could have possibly... Oh, I got herpes.
Like, that what? Could happen.
Please don't isolate that. But I don't know. It's like they were trying to make small talk, but they were really interested. And it just got really annoying because I couldn't say what happened. Not that I wanted to go over it over and over and over again. And then just the dumb questions like, did you have fun? I don't know. Do you ever have fun on vacation? No, I had a shitty fucking time.
I mean, you were in fucking Miami, Florida.
Well,
and
yeah.
then you went on a cruise. What
I,
do you think?
No, I had no fun at all.
It sucked.
I actually thought about you right. and the other 280,000 offices yeah. I go in and out that I try to fucking ignore and try to get out of my fucking nightmares every night, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you only went on a cruise with fucking Keith and Hemda.
Oh,
you know?
I know, it's and like... that is like, no, I had an awful time.
Yeah.
Thank you. I should have started saying that just...
It was terrible.
Really? No, it was a blast. What do you expect me to say?
Yeah.
Just know that when you see me, I had a great time. Go fuck yourself. Thank you. So, the next place, oh god, I delivered to this bank today, and this fucking pissed me off. Oh, so bad. blood was boiling. I wanted to kill people. So I go in this bank and they have a break room. And when I first started this job, they had to let me into the break room because it has a key code on it, right? So the first few times I go there, I'm watching the buttons they push. So now I have it memorized. And every time since then, yes, that hook
yes.
up, you're doing it weird. That is awesome.
That is. She's totally way older
you
than 41.
Fail. That shit is what shit should say.
Yeah,
fail.
It should.
Holy shit. Okay, so...
Yuck.
I go in, they have, you know, the keypad and shit, and sometime, I guess, since I was gone, or it might have been even before that, but they changed the code on it. So now, instead of me, you know, carrying the two jugs in, busting out the code and going in, I have to fucking wait for someone to come and open the door.
And it's
of
a bank, so you're gonna be there for a while.
Right, it's always fucking busy. So, you know, they needed three jugs of water, so I go in, I got the two, and I drop those off. I get to the door, and someone just opens it, because it's got this cool, like, peephole thing, mm-hmm. but it's like a wide panorama thing. So it's, and the circle, it's like bigger than a silver dollar that you look through, so you don't have to put your eye up next to it. You can just stand like 2 feet from the door and
right.
look at it and
stand
see
in front of it.
everything that's going on out there. It's fucking cool. I want one.
Sweet.
So she must have seen me coming. And I get in there, and there's the one lady that opened the door, and then there's one lady that's sitting down. Oh, this pissed me off. So I drop the two jugs off, and I go back out, and one of the ladies leaves behind me. So I know there's one more person still in there. I go get the other fucking jug, and, you know, I wasn't watching her open the door because she opened it from the inside, mm-hmm. So I couldn't see what the code was. So I get to the fucking door holding 50 pounds of water on my shoulder, and I'm, like, looking around, and everyone's busy. So I'm like, all right, well, there's a lady still in here. I fucking knock on the door. Nothing. No, I'm like
completely ignored.
Okay, maybe she left while I was out getting the water, because I put the three empties back in the truck. I take the caps off so I don't have to do all fucking 80 jugs at once. You know, I started doing that in the past. You know, couple
you would
months.
Like do all.
Oh. We would just put them back in the truck, and then at the end of the day, you'd take all the caps off and then you bring them in. Fuck that. So we started taking them off. So you know, I'm back out at the truck for a few minutes. So I'm like, all right, maybe the lady left. So I fucking knock on the door again because, hey, maybe she didn't hear me, whatever, because I knock kind of lightly. I fucking knock like, you know, like normal. Like that.
Right.
Do, 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 do. No fucking answer. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Okay. There's got to be nobody in there. So I set the jug down and I go back out into where everyone's waiting in line. And, you know, they know who I am, obviously. How was your trip? Oh, it sucked. Thanks. Open the fucking door. So finally a lady comes and she opens the door. And that one fucking lady is still in there getting ready to fucking leave now. Like, she was up by the sink and shit. I'm like, oh, I wanted to fucking just
completely
be like,
ignore you.
Excuse me, miss. Thank you. Just, you know, something. Like, right. She just, you know I was there. You are a fucking cunt, you bitch that works at the fucking bank I deliver to. I don't know, whatever. It just pissed me off. It's like, this is water you fucking drink. I almost just left it outside the door and was like, fuck it. But
there
you know,
you go.
I also happen to bank at this bank, so fuck me, I guess.
Cool.
Right, so maybe that's why I'm always neg money instead of plus money.
They fucking hate you there.
Yeah, something, I don't know.
It's that
so,
one bitch, I
that
bet.
That was nice. You fucking bitch, go fuck yourself. So then, there's another of that bank, same bank, different location, that we have two of them in the valley. If you can guess what it is, congratulations. Go in there and just tell them
all. If you
know
what your bank is, you know.
Right, yeah. Please don't hack my bank account unless you're going to add money to it. Then fucking hack it all night.
Then just donate to our PayPal.
So this is the little drive-through version of it. And I go in there because I did get a paycheck today. It wasn't very much because I was gone. I only got a week's paid vacation, right. Which I knew.
How many days were you gone exactly?
2 days in Miami, 3 days on the cruise, 2 more days. Mm, so okay. I don't know. Whatever the fuck that is. Plus, I didn't go to work that Monday
right. Because
I was getting packed.
Well,
and then we did
days,
the show.
Then, isn't it?
Yeah. So
you missed, like, what? 1 day,
5 days. Well, the way the pay periods are, I basically my check was around almost $500. So that was just my vacation pay, and then today from working today because that was on it. So I go in there to cash my check and bring my bank account from -130 back to plus, you know, 75 cents or whatever the fuck. I don't care. So I go in there and there's a huge fucking line, like to the door. To the left, down, fucking, I'm like, oh, cool. At least I'm getting paid to be here, so that's fine. And so I'm waiting there, you know, probably 5 minutes goes by, and this lady comes out, and she starts going up to everybody, and she's like, can I get you some water? Can I get you some popcorn? Can I get you some water? Can I get you some popcorn? I'm like, you know what you can get me? You can get your fucking ass behind the counter and you can take my fucking money to bring my bank account back to where it should be, because you cunts always take money when I have no money. It's like, oh, you're overdrawn. Let's take a little more out.
Right.
It's like, and I understand that's how you make your money, but that seems really fucked.
Yeah.
It's like the cops giving you a ticket for no insurance. It's like, you know, if I could afford insurance, I'd have it, but now I get to pay a no insurance ticket, and then I get to pay for insurance. It's like we're fucked all the way, and then gas. I don't even talk about fucking
getting gouged
at the pumps, brosive. Getting gouged. So it just, she's there, just all happy, like popcorn, water. I'm like, oh god, just go the fuck away. And then she goes over the, where these little kids are sitting, and she's like, do you guys want any popcorn? Do you guys want any water? And the kids are like, you know, little kids, like 7, 8 years old. I don't know however old, like little kids. And they're like, no, thanks. And she keeps asking them, like, are you sure?
You just fucking said no.
They're probably like, my mom is going to beat my fucking ass because it'll spoil my dinner. You know, like right. I'm not. And she just kept butting. And finally, I was just thinking, I'm like, if I say yes, will you shut the fuck up? Because I will take popcorn and water if you shut the fuck up. I promise. If you promise. Pinky swear. Okay, shut the fuck up. But so finally the kid is like, okay. And she's like, oh, I knew I'd get you to cave in. It's like, are we teaching this child that peer pressure is good? Hey, kid, you want to do some meth? No, I'm good. Are you sure? Do you want to do some meth? No, I'm okay. Are you sure you want to do some meth? It's really good. No, I'm good. Oh, this meth is okay. Fuck it. Give me some meth. Like, it just, right. it was stupid. It's like, you know what? There's like fucking 15 people in line. Instead of you hustling your fucking rotten ass popcorn and water, why don't you go fucking do something for us? If I was thirsty, I'm an adult. I know where to find water. Fucking it, you know, like right. I'm not gonna die because I'm waiting in a line, right? It's like you I don't know, it just seemed really fucking stupid. I understand it's the whole courtesy thing, but you know, be courteous and get the line moving instead of being out here going, do you want water, do you want popcorn, oh my god, my Botox, head just explode, you know, just real stupid fucking shit. And that just kind of fucking pissed me off. And it's like, you know, I just came here to give you the money that you took from me because I had no money, you know? It's like, when else does that ever work? You have nothing. You try to take away nothing from nothing. You have nothing. But now you have even more nothing. You know? Do you get what I'm saying? Are you even paying attention to me?
I'm getting what you're throwing out.
Don't worry what the chat's doing. Pay attention to me.
I'm actually...
Hey, this is me and you time, bud.
I guess we're buffering for people.
Are we?
Yeah.
How many people are on the live?
4.
Oh, we've done 4 torrents on. No. I mean, you know, if we did torrents,
right? I mean, if we
hypothetically yeah. is my right. Hypothetical torrent client on right. At all?
Negative ghost.
No,
writer.
Okay, that's good. So yeah, that just that after all of the how was your trip shit, it just one thing after another. It seemed like for my first day back at work, and I was like, God damn it, I wish I was in Argentina. Oh, so let's see what else we got here.
If you move to Argentina, we're gonna have to start doing this over the net.
That will be just fine. And I was thinking today, I'm like, you know, it would be, and not just because I'm being selfish, but it would be so much easier if she just moved here. Like, yeah. I have a house,
right?
I have a job.
So
you
does she
can just chill and be beautiful and let me write about you? And
but that could happen there too,
right? But then I would have to go there.
But then she would have to go here.
Spanish, but she speaks English, right? You know, and I don't know. She could find a job here, and I don't know. So. I don't
She can deliver salt for you guys.
Yeah, right. That would be fun. No, actually, our salt guy decided not to go, so we are good on the salt.
Nice.
Yeah, so I did want to mention something about Tropic Thunder, because I heard Keith and the girl talking about it, and basically, I didn't do any of my own research. This might sound like I'm talking out of my ass if I don't know what I'm talking about. Pardon me. But basically, it's a movie about retards doing something. I don't know what it is.
Wait, what?
You know what? We'll talk about this Monday, because okay. I did not even look up anything, and yeah.
Gotcha.
So I'm sorry. Just scratch that last thing.
You
so,
did not say that.
Just an email I wanted to read before we do some news here. Episode 70, what? 3?
Whoa.
Fuck yeah. Almost 75, and that's almost what?
80.
Which is almost...
90.
Which is damn near...
Close to 100.
Thank you. Oh, man. My head is just seriously going to explode when we get to episode 100. So, Minor Detail wrote in, minordetailpodcast.com, I think is their address. I don't fucking know. Yeah, minordetailpodcast.com. Matt, congrats on the best podcast episode of The Jam Hole. Woo! Go ahead. Give yourself a round. Yeah!
Victory lap.
Yeah! Thank you. Thank you very much. I did prepare a little speech. No, I'm just kidding. Man, I was so ready to be bored with you guys praising Keith and the girl the whole time and talking about their show instead of your own, but I was actually entertained. Awesome two-parter, and I hope to God none of it was bullshit. Everything we talked about, I swear on the Bible, I stole from the fucking hotel room that Odie still has in his backpack.
Fucking bastard.
So we'll get to ripping out pages of that.
Yeah, where the fuck is that thing?
Odie is dealing poker right now.
We better get that Bible from him this weekend.
Yes, I will try to. So, yeah, no, everything we did, everything we talked about, we did. You know, nothing was bullshit. We don't fucking bullshit on this show. Everything happens. And that's one thing I really like about doing this show is now it motivates me to do stuff like that. Maybe if I didn't, if, you know, if you don't have anyone to say, dude, I just went and did this and this happened, I almost got killed. Like, it's not worth doing it.
Right.
It's like,
especially if it's kind of risky.
I could think about doing it and me and myself can have a great fucking laugh. But if no one else hears it, why fucking really do it? But now I have, you know, we have all these listeners and shit. And if you guys are new to the show, thank you so much for listening. Hey, Keith and the Girl fans that may have heard our plug on their show, thank you very much. Thank you. But yeah, so now that I have this show, it definitely motivates me to do more fucked up shit or to, you know, look at things a little differently. It's like, man, if I was going to tell this story on the show, what would make it that much more interesting? Then I think of things and then I do them. I don't just not do them like, oh, how about let's not but say we did type of thing. Like,
right.
No, we actually do this shit. That's the kind of dedication we bring to the table. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
For real.
7 p.m. So for real. So,
keeps it real.
Yeah, I keep it real, dog. Now give me $100 so I can fuck your asshole. My name's Rozelle. You're a good storyteller. Anyway, I just wanted to give you props for the show. I hope you guys are still listening to Minor Detail and not bored with us yet. I haven't been listening lately, but I haven't. The only thing I listened to today was the next two Keith and the Girl episodes just to see if they were going to mention anything else about the cruise or anything like that. And so I haven't caught up with Distorted View, which I'll do next, and then Science Talk and Skeptic's Guide, and then everybody else.
Right.
So
there's a lot.
I haven't forgotten about you guys. We will still listen. I don't know what the fuck you've been listening to, but yeah. I recommend episode 18 if you haven't heard it. It seems that everybody likes it when we have a chick on the show. Take care, dude. Tim. And we kind of get that too. I don't know if there are more popular episodes, but people like hearing a girl's voice. I don't know if it's because most people that listen to podcasts are fucking geeks and the only time they see a woman is a porn image on the internet. So then they hear the voice and they're like, oh, if I take that voice and put it with this picture, it's like I'm really having sex with a woman. It's like, no, it's not. You're still masturbating
like
to pictures on the internet. Now you're just doing it to my co-host voice. Thank you.
Wow.
Not you, the other co-host.
Right.
Okay.
The female one.
Right. The guest, I should
say.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up. All right. So, yeah, that was it. Oh, and then my friend Christian sent me a picture. He says, Carnival's new fun ship. And I'll post this picture in our gallery. But basically what it is a coffee table tipped upside down with an outboard motor on it. And he's like, you'll love this. Check out the Lido deck. He must have been on a cruise before because that's what the main deck is called, is the Lido deck. Isn't that fucking awesome?
That is awesome.
That's great. So, yeah. Thank you very much, Christian,
whatever
for sending
works
that in. And Christian, the guy that sent this in, is the guy that was making all those funny fucking comments on our pictures. So, definitely go
that's
to...
That's the dude with the fucking cool thing.
The seed scooter. The aqua scooter. Yeah, the dude that I
the
thought was a...
The aqua skipper.
The aqua skipper. The dude I thought was a pedophile and just trying to lure me into his minivan.
In his chomo van.
Yeah, totally. No, he is a cool guy for sure. That's the dude we were messing with, bright fucking lasers and airplanes.
Nice.
Probably shouldn't say that, but
no,
yeah.
Probably not.
So, yeah, that's about it for stories and whatnot. You got anything else before we do some news?
No. Let's do some news.
No, you don't have anything else because you know what? You didn't have anything to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Didn't do all that much while you were gone.
Really? Why don't you tell us what you did do while
maybe
I was gone?
Maybe I shouldn't.
I think you should because I'm very interested to maybe talk a little bit about this too.
There's really not much to say.
I think we need to
say.
Have an intervention, fans.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead and tell us what you did.
I did some drugs.
What kind of drugs did you do, Braden?
I tried Oxy for the first time.
Oh. After seeing what I went through.
Hey,
no,
I tried
you
it.
Shut the fuck up now. This is the intervention time.
Okay.
You saw what I went through. You saw how hard
I
that was.
I didn't shoot it up, at least.
What in your fucked up little brain was like, man, I really want to try that?
Because I don't have an addictive personality like you.
Oh, right.
I have a little more willpower.
Oh, okay. We'll see when you're fucking crying.
I only did it twice, and I don't even want it anymore. I just wanted to try it.
Uh-huh. Just once, dude.
Just hey, once.
Just the tip.
I didn't do meth or anything.
Oh.
Just the oxy and, coke.
And?
Some Vicodin.
And?
Just pot. You know.
Congratulations. Your life is going nowhere.
Hey,
welcome to my life.
This is what I'm reduced to when you're gone and I can't do the show, man.
It sucks, don't it?
Does.
This show. I'm telling you, man, saving lives and shit.
Save mine.
Burger says, I like to jerk off to girls speaking. Thanks.
All right.
Sorry, I don't know why I read that. I just, okay. You ready to do some news?
Yeah.
You ready to Rochambeau?
Man,
it's
I don't know
while.
If I remember.
Okay, paper, hand flat, right?
Okay, paper,
paper,
right.
Got it, okay.
And then scissors is like that.
Right, like
and
scissors.
Rock.
And then rock is like a fist.
Right.
Right, okay, Ray?
Yeah.
Fucking
gotcha, bitch.
Christ. Christ on a crucifix. All right. Episode 73.
Me, 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 me.
This motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah.
This one is called Girl Beaten Forced to Drink Urine. As you take a drink of your Capri Sun there.
Man, forced to. Oh, man.
Forced.
You know, he probably could have just found a chick that would have been like, all right. You're gonna
I'll
make
drink your
you're
piss.
Gonna put this on YouTube? All right.
All right.
Why the fuck not?
It's been done before.
Right. Wait, can you piss it into my butthole and then stick a long straw in there so I can suck it back, you know?
It's gotta be one of those crazy swirly straws.
Oh, how cool. Oh, okay.
God. He beat her, forced her to drink her brother's urine, and eat a cockroach blended into a glass of milk.
Cockroach in milk.
Yeah.
That does not sound very appetizing.
I've had better.
So if you were really, really, really thirsty, and you had a choice between your brother's urine,
right.
Cup A, cup
not
B.
Not even your brother. This dude's brother.
Okay. My brother's urine.
Right.
Cup A, cup B, milk, blended up cockroach.
I'll get to what? Go with, I'm going to go with B.
Blended up cockroach? Really?
Correct.
I think I would go with the urine.
Really?
Because at least
if
I know.
If it was my urine, I would.
Well, what's the difference?
I don't
piss
know,
is piss.
It's, I don't know.
Isn't it? I mean, I guess it depends what you drink.
Right.
Like, our urine would probably just taste like fucking rock stars. So
that's
I
true.
Would go with the urine.
And Jack Daniels.
Yeah, hey, perfect.
Might get
A.
more of a buzz.
Bring it on.
All right.
So that, oh man, that's, wow. So, I don't even know what to fucking say. That's
I guess I could
shit.
Say more. He made her sleep in a closet, lock the refrigerator so she couldn't eat and...
Oh, is that picking up?
I don't
I'm
know,
sorry.
But it's loud.
I'm sorry.
I can hear it.
My Capri Sun.
Locked the refrigerator so she couldn't eat and put feces in her mouth.
Just
fucking make it worse.
Wow. What?
You can't eat food
okay.
in the fridge, but here's some feces.
Do you think she was a big fat fuck and he's like, you know what? The only I'm doing this for you, not for
She's
me.
Probably just a huge cunt. You know? I'm going to have to go with twat.
Yeah, a huge fucking cunt. That fucking works.
It was the worst case of child abuse Detective Sergeant Jeff Price had ever seen.
Oh, really, Mr. Ever. Jeff Price?
I hate it when people spell Jeff G-E-O-F-F because
oh,
I want to go
like
G-off.
Yeah, G.
That's what it fucking looks like.
Like that one. Who was that one singer a long time ago? His name was Jeff some. What the fuck? I don't know.
No
but
idea.
He spelled it that way. And it was yeah. just. It just looks stupid. It does. It looks
yeah,
like
G-off. Yeah, it's like J-E-F-F. Spelled like that.
Which reminds me of Jack Me Off for some reason. So now your name's Jack Off. There.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think she did?
Excuse
my face. Like, what would a girl have to do to you, hypothetically speaking? Let's say Rochelle, for instance. What would Rochelle have to do to you before you would do all of that?
I don't think she could do anything for me to want to do that.
Really?
Really.
26 says, my cousin is a G-off. Like, a real jack-off, or like, that's really his name?
Right. What wow. would it take for you?
Well... Maybe, like, your sister's a cunt, and she tells you some stuff about me that's totally not true, and
yeah.
then you believe it.
You would do that.
You know, I...
Consider it, maybe.
I would think about it.
Idea.
I would highly... I would do it to the sister,
oh,
definitely.
Okay. That's for sure.
So, I don't know. Maybe just be a real fucking big cunt, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have to
maybe,
fuck me over so big.
Yeah,
like,
or steal, maybe,
yeah,
or... Yeah, you'd have to just be a fucking bitch. But then, you know what? I would know when I first met you. I'm like, man, you are a cunt.
But
and then I wouldn't.
It takes a while for them to actually become one.
What?
Like,
right?
They trick you into thinking that they're nice. Right. And so you get to liking them, and then you fall in love,
right.
And then they fucking
it's
cheat
like
on you. And
they wake up and take a shower, and you see them before they put their face back on,
right.
And it's like, damn,
right?
The fuck is that?
The fuck is that?
The fuck is that? You ew. Please
okay.
Don't ever. You new rule. You go to sleep with makeup on.
Right.
You wake up with makeup on.
Right.
Me, this guy right here, two thumbs up, looks like this. You never let me see you. I'm sorry. The Hody kept saying that on the cruise.
Really?
It was so funny. Oh, two thumbs up looks like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, you are never allowed to not wear makeup in my presence. Now, I've dated girls before that I just thought were gorgeous without
yeah.
makeup.
Right.
And
I've only dated
granted,
girls that I think that way.
Mostly it was because, God, you take 2 fucking hours to put your makeup on. So I'm like, you know what? You're beautiful without makeup on.
Let's
just
fucking
don't
go.
Exactly. But then you can't just say that because
right.
then they're like, oh, you just saying that because I take too long. You got to make it sound like, you know what? You're beautiful either way.
Right.
Preferably without because we're going to be 2 hours fucking late.
Right.
You know? And yeah, so I don't know. You'd have to do some fucked up junk to do that.
See, I just
now,
don't think it, no matter. I don't think I could do that to a person.
I can
like,
tell you
if
exactly.
If I was to do something to a person in response to being a cunt, I don't think I would go that far.
I could tell you if I was still doing pills and shit,
mm-hmm.
if my girlfriend would have stolen pills and I would have gotten home and been ready to do a pill and there was none left, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When there's drugs in play?
Well, not even, like, weed, no, just when there's drugs in play
you're addicted
that
to.
If I don't have them, I'm going to get really fucking sick,
yeah.
then yeah, you're eating poop, you're drinking pee, and crushed up.
You're drinking a cockroach.
Yes, exactly.
No refrigerator
yeah.
for you.
Heavy on the cock.
Yes.
If you know what I
lots
mean.
Lots of cock.
That's right.
But, okay, but we've been talking about something else for a while.
No, that's what happened, right?
That's, yeah.
That's okay, true. Go ahead.
Okay, but Fabian Orellana, who admitted to police that he abused a 13-year-old relative, will spend a maximum of only 3 years in prison.
Wow. Now, if you knew...
But if you sell a fucking ounce of weed to your friend,
oh,
it's
God,
fucking
no.
50 years.
Because weed makes you crazy, and it
right.
makes you rape and murder.
And it makes you do this.
And run children over in drive-through areas.
Right.
Right.
Like the commercial.
Right. Exactly.
Remember,
like the commercial.
Kids, never ride your bike on weed.
Or it makes you play with your gun and shoot yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Because oh,
that's happened
hey,
before.
If you look through this hole, you can see heaven. Really? Oh, fuck.
You know, when they're making commercials like that, use examples like, you know, the whole one, they get high, shoots himself in the head. If you're going to do that, use examples of shit that's actually happened.
It just seems... if
that's
you're,
never happened.
If you're that high to where you would do that, do you think you would be able to do that?
I don't think you're
that fucked up.
If you're that high, I think you'd just be dead.
Well, if you're that high, I don't think you're going to get off the couch to go get the gun in the first
right,
place.
Right, at least high on weed.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen those commercials where they do meth and then they all go, want to see my dad's gun? No, it's like they do meth and then they sit there and itch each other for the next
right,
hour.
Right, pick their scabs
yeah,
and shit.
And then eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the weed commercials.
You know what the best thing about scabs is?
What?
The flavor.
Oh, bazing. That's disgusting.
I know. That's the point.
Sick. Fuck.
All right.
Wow.
Orellana, 34, pleaded guilty to felony charges.
Orellana?
That's the last name.
Oh, I thought I was going to say hot butt? Weird.
Felony charges stemming from the case. He will have to serve at least 2 years before he's eligible for release from prison.
Oh, so now if you knew that you could do something like that and
get
it would
3 years
in,
or 2 years?
Right. Would that time in jail
be might
worth,
be worth it?
Depending on who the girl was.
If it's jail and not prison.
Oh, right.
Prison. That's something totally
fuck
different.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah,
right.
Pass.
We just saw a story, I don't know if we're going to do it tonight, but where somebody got pulled in there and just got raped, not by the inmates, but by the fucking guards.
Right.
So
cock
now,
meat sandwich?
Right, yeah. Did you have the cock meat sandwich? Awesome fucking movie. I know I talked a little shit about it in a previous episode. Did
well,
I retract
I did
my
before
statements?
I saw it.
Yeah, just by the name of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
like it
how
like,
the fuck
yeah.
is that gonna
but it,
happen?
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
movie.
It was great.
Awesome.
It was better than the first one.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're talking about Harold and Kumar, if you don't know.
Right.
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 Once he is released, immigration officials will deport him back to El Salvador. A teacher uncovered the girl's twisted tale of torture when she intercepted a note the girl passed to a friend in class. In it, she begged for help and described the beating the day before. Quote, wow. I hate my life. Please help me. I'm going crazy right now, the note said.
From the girl.
Right.
That happened to.
The 13-year-old.
Yeah, I'd pull the plug. Yeah. Like, after that happens to you, that's like little fucking 13-year-old female Dexter being born there.
Right.
You think she's ever going to trust
You're
another guy?
You're not going to be normal.
Go ahead and just add one more fucked up chick to the whole dating pool, yeah. please. Because, right. you know, I can't find a fucked up chick anywhere.
No, God not at
forbid.
All.
Yeah.
It's not like every one of them is fucked
no,
up.
No, I've
anything.
Never had, ever.
Ever?
No. I wouldn't even know what that's like.
Ever.
Holy shit.
Weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, your boyfriend beats you and your life sucks and you like me, but you don't want to break up. Man, I would right. not know what that's like.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That would be a whole nother world, I you know? Different strokes.
I wonder what that would be like.
I couldn't tell you because I don't know what that's
me
like.
Me neither.
All right. Glad we cleared that up.
The teacher called Child Protective Services, who removed the girl and her two siblings from the house. Reasons for the abuse aren't understandable, Price said.
She was a coont.
A coont?
I'm sure the next home she goes to is going to be much better. Well,
oh,
here
sure.
they make me drink piss, but at least they drink good things and not, you know, asparagus or
right.
something.
At least their piss doesn't fucking taste disgusting as hell.
Yeah. And their poop has pieces of corn in it, so hey, at least I'm getting my, you know, one of the seven food groups, or how many are there?
What do you think
know.
Piss tastes like? Have you ever
piss?
Drank piss?
Negative Ghost Rider. I have never.
What do you think
never.
It tastes like?
Email us info@thejamhole.com. Oh, actually, Keith from, you know, Keith and the Girl, he's drank piss before.
Really?
But they got this, what is it? A filter thing. It's supposed to take shitty vodka and make it like Grey Goose or Tito's
uh-huh,
or whatever.
So you put piss through
right.
it?
So he's like, I wonder.
You know what you should
and
do?
It goes from,
hey.
Hold on. It goes from, I wonder to gulp, gulp, gulp.
Right.
And I don't remember what he said it tasted like.
You
I think
should,
it filtered it all out, though.
You should try that.
I don't have one of those things. One of his fans sent it to him.
What
so.
About the thing at your work?
No.
No?
Negative.
Why not?
Because I hate having to flush that thing every now and then when we have to flush
and
it.
And if you piss in it, you're going
to
have to.
What do you think?
No, just don't even worry about it.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Hey,
so,
it's just an
wow,
idea.
Wow, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, the girl told police she did all the chores at the house, including washing clothes with an old-fashioned scrubbing board, and got beaten if she didn't finish all her work. Most of the girl's bruises, even one Price said, was the size of a basketball on her hip, were hidden under the long-sleeve shirts and long skirts she wore to school.
They were like, is that a tumor? And she's like,
it's
not
a
tumor. Tumor.
Okay.
So, you know, do your fucking work, and that shit won't happen. Don't be a
she
lazy
was,
bitch.
Though. She said
she
would do
it.
She
said she didn't get her work done, and that's why they beat her and made her eat poo and drink pee. Don't be a lazy bitch.
Oh, if she didn't finish all her work.
She didn't finish your work.
Well, she
I don't want it.
She did.
Boom!
Yeah, but that's pretty fucking gay that she has to wash everyone's clothes with, like, a fucking old-fashioned scrubbing board.
Then leave. There's the door. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
Right, I'm sure
you know
it's
what
not
I mean.
That simple for her.
Well, don't make life difficult, and life won't be difficult.
They're making it
well,
difficult.
Well, something I just made up.
Okay.
Wow.
If she hadn't passed the note, the abuse would have likely continued and grown more severe.
Wow, good thing she wasn't paying attention in school when they're like,
good
don't
thing,
pass
right?
notes. 26 says, I know a girl that's into piss. One time I was talking to her on AIM, and she said that she was pissing in her glass of milk, and then she drank it.
Wow.
I don't know why I read that. That's kind of gross.
Funny.
Is
I
that
guess.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Your AIM girlfriend?
Internet girlfriend?
You should AIM to meet a girl in real life.
Here, here.
I'm just playing.
Okay. Quote, we got her away from him before it got worse, he said. She'll live with this for the rest of her life. But
hey.
We got her away from him.
What do you think getting worse is? Like, what
Being,
would be...
I don't know.
What just, could you think of that would be worse... Then drinking my brother's piss,
right.
drinking cockroach a la milk,
eating feces, not getting to eat food.
Right. What would you are eating food. You're eating poop.
No, but not real food.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers.
I don't think she was begging for feces in her mouth.
Well, I don't know. What do you think would be worse than that?
You know, I can't really think of anything, because what would be worse? I mean, what else could happen? They could kill you, but that sounds better at that point.
Berger says, on the cruise, I had an intense talk about choking chicks.
I bet.
I know a couple girls that like to be choked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you've told us about this.
One of them, yeah.
A couple, huh?
It's fun.
Really?
I've
never had a girl that wanted to be choked.
I'm afraid, though, that one of those times, something in my brain is going to fire the wrong... Yeah, it's going to fire the wrong way.
Right,
and
you're just not going to stop.
Chulus. Because they're always like, harder, you know, choke me harder. Right. And I think just one time I'm going to
I'm going to collapse your fucking esophagus.
It feels like their Adam's apple is just going to pop out of their mouth, you know, if I do it so hard.
Wait. You're with girls with Adam's apples?
Everyone has Adam's apples.
Yeah, but I don't know. You can't see them, I guess, on girls.
Really?
Not the girls I've been with.
I have to go to the bathroom. We'll be back in a few.
You know, I've always thought... You know, whenever you see a chick with an Adam's apple, I've always thought that that's a dead giveaway for tranny.
Do girls not? I know. I don't think girls do at all. Maybe they do, and they're just not pronounced.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone has one. You just don't see them.
What is an Adam's apple?
I'm not really sure. People in the chat room, do you know?
Does anybody know? I mean, I could Google it, I guess. How to find weed in my head. My Google search history has got to be so nice.
I just love it.
It was Odie when he was here before we started the show. He's like, are those so you don't spit all over the microphones? But yeah, Odie, it's so you don't put spit in the microphone and then it shocks the shit out of you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it also serves that purpose.
Yeah. Say
it's not really that.
Don't spray it.
I spray it so much.
Okay, please keep reading.
All right. Prosecutor said they agreed to the 3-year sentence because it was the only guarantee Orlana would actually get prison time. Orlana was indicted on 4 counts of injury to a child, but the maximum punishment he could have received was 10 years.
His name is Orlana?
Orlana. That's the last name.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I already said that.
26 says, I'm a dude and don't have a noticeable one, so what does that mean? That means you're not a dude. No, I don't know what that means.
I don't at all.
So is that it for that story?
Sure.
How long are we now?
We are at an hour. An hour.
Beautiful. All right, well, I was going to roll a cigarette, but...
You better fucking read your story. You can roll a cigarette and talk, can't you?
You can drive. Holy shit. No, I can't, because I'll lose my place. I have to actually be looking
at
it.
You got to look back and forth.
Okay, right? Well...
I wish we had some more JD.
I kind of do, too. This is bad. I'm going to turn into an alcoholic now, which is kind of what I was trying to avoid.
By not drinking at all?
Well, check this. I don't know if I told this story before, but my dad, before he died...
I know he was an alcoholic.
Well, he was, but then he quit because towards the end of his drinking career... Every time he would, because he would always drink near beer, non-alcoholic, O'Doul's, Hams, something like that.
That's disgusting.
Right. Like, do you drink the beer because you like the way it tastes?
Because no one does.
That's like going around and sucking dick because you need more protein in your diet. It's like, go eat a piece of steak. Take some fucking vitamin. It's like, you know,
I drink beer and stuff sometimes.
To get drunk. Yeah. Not because, this is good.
If someone's like, hey, you want an O'Doul's? I'm going to be like, no.
Barley and water. Good, you know.
Yum.
Oh, for a while. So... He, towards the end of his drinking career and his life, pretty much, whenever he would get alcohol in his system, he would black out, wake up, and just rampage, like,
breaking just go crazy.
Everything. He had to go to a psych ward a couple times, broken glass all over the place, him all cut up and bloody, no recollection of it whatsoever. And that's, you know, kind of one of the reasons why he didn't drink anymore. So that's not why I don't drink or why I didn't drink. I just never did like the taste of it. Mm-hmm. But that kind of...
That would help.
You go and hang out with friends and they're like, you want to drink? And you're like, no, I don't drink. The next question is always, you don't drink? Question mark, exclamation point? No, I don't. You know, and they're always like, well, why? And if you're like, well, I don't like the taste. Ah, pussy! Hey, this guy right here, he doesn't like the taste, you know? So you got to say something like, well, it killed my parents. And then they're like,
oh,
I'm going to go drink.
I need a fucking shot.
Right. So then I kind of started saying that, well, my dad used to drink a lot and it runs in the family. And he used to black out and kill people when he was drunk. So, or something like that. That's right. Not what really happened. But yeah. He went and like, well, I remember crazy. One of these times me and my brother were in California visiting our grandparents. And we came back and my mom got us from the airport and she had these pictures with him. And she's like, this is what your dad does when he drinks. Pictures of him just all bloody and fucked up. They had the pastor there of the church school I used to go to. And he was like yelling and cussing like some exorcist shit. Wow. You know, like straight up. They had him strapped down to the fucking gurney to wheel him out to go to the psych ward. Like just fucked up shit. So I do have those genes in me. Now, I've never gotten like that when I drank when I was, you know, 14, 15, hanging out with friends, stealing bottles of Fireball and 151 schnapps and shit like that, you know. But yeah. It was always there in the back of my mind. Like, what if that happened? If you black out and you don't remember it, I'm not going to know, obviously, right?
So go, you're blacked out.
Yeah, so it was just always there. I didn't drink because I hate the fucking taste of it. But now...
But now you've been drunk.
Since the cruise, right. And I've been drunk before, and it's all right. It's not, you know, I'd rather be stoned.
Yeah, being high is way better.
I have no weed right now, so there's some Jack in the freezer, which is gone now.
If we had weed, we'd be crunk.
Right. And we'd be
drunk and
high. And this show would be like,
whoa.
Wow.
Ceiling's fun to stare at.
Man, I'm hungry. You want to go eat?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Oh, wait, we should finish. Okay, we should finish. So, yeah, that's kind of the whole backstory of not why I don't drink, but kind of what's in my body that could potentially come out. So
you are more likely to get addicted to alcohol.
And freak the fuck out and kill shit than say you are or whatever. Was your dad ever like that with alcohol? Like,
he wasn't an alcoholic, no.
Was no?
No, he was cokehead.
And I believe that was in your list of things you did while I was gone.
I believe that's true.
Wow.
You know, if my dad was still alive, I probably would have done some coke with him.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So this one. Wow. Can we just end it there?
No, is that good?
I'll read a story and then I didn't even go through any Craigslist. We'll fucking. I know we do that Mondays, Fridays. We'll save that.
We got
for Monday.
News. We haven't. We need to do some news.
Okay, yeah, we didn't do some. Yeah, we do need to do some.
Yes.
News. All right. This one is called Man Chokes After Pub Meal. A Northland woman who thought her husband had gone partying after having a pub meal, like bar food.
Like fucking nuts
pickled,
on the.
Pickled nuts.
Yeah, pretzels.
Boy, you just ate some shit. Okay. Okay, party after a pub meal. Discovered 2 days later he had died in the pub's toilet after choking on... If you said chicken, you are absolutely wrong. A piece of steak. So, wow. Your husband... You haven't seen your husband in 2 days.
Right.
He must still be out partying at the pub. Like, really? Unless maybe perhaps he has a history of doing that, like 2 day benders, but that just seems weird. Like, my husband didn't come home tonight. Okay, he's at the pub.
Yeah.
Next day, all day, nothing. Okay, maybe something happened. Now I'm starting to get worried. Next night, you know, that night, still nothing. Okay, maybe he's cheating on me. Dead in the toilet, in the bathroom, at the bar. That's fucking awesome. Way to go. The cause of death of 58-year-old Kawakawaka man Joseph Arapita was disclosed at a coroner's inquest in Kaikohe this wow. Arapita and his wife Bertha.
Big Bertha.
Do you know what that makes me want to say?
What?
Spread them. Bertha had a meal of steak, eggs, and chips, or fries to you Yanks, at Kaikoki's Bank Bar on March 1st, the Northern Advocate reported. 2 hours later, after drinking and playing the pokey machines. What?
Pokey machines?
Like you put in a quarter, bend over, and it.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
That would be poking.
That would be a pokey machine.
That would be, yeah. Is
That's
that
awesome.
What poker
hey,
is?
Does that make me a pokey machine? Thank you.
Why? Who put just a tip in you?
What? No, what? I put. No, I'm the machine. Fuck you. Way to ruin
I thought the machine would be the one getting the tip.
What?
What?
That does not make sense.
That makes total
would
sense.
Would you put a quarter in the machine so you could poke it?
Yes.
Wow. Then you, my friend, are an idiot. Wow, dude. 2 hours later, after drinking and playing the pokey machines and the hokey pokey machines. Turn yourself about. Oh, God. That's right. Sing along in the chat.
Everybody.
Mr. Ripta decided to go for a smoke outside the bar because, of course, you can't smoke in bars anymore.
No.
Fucking pussies.
Can't smoke anymore.
I know. What the fuck
you can't,
is
a, you gotta be no. at least like, what
Let's
is it?
Let's not go on that
You
tangent.
Gotta be at least 50 feet away from a building to smoke.
But fuck that shit. Cause the building, the building's like, hey, you're giving me cancer.
The smoke,
you're a building. You're full of asbestos.
The smoke will go inside
Guess what?
The doors.
You already have cancer, building. Because you have it.
It's because the smoke might go into the doors when they
right,
open.
Right, and that fucking
That's
Christ.
What they're saying.
When did people turn into such fucking pussies?
Forever ago.
When? The second money became the whole point of living and you didn't have to learn to fucking survive.
Yeah.
The second convenience became priority one.
The day when life became fucking easy and you could do nothing
God,
and still survive.
Can you not smoke near me? Shut the fuck up! It just makes me want to punch him in the face and be like, there, now what's worse? You just got punched or maybe getting cancer from secondhand smoke?
Right.
Because I'll
choice.
Punch you in the face. Your choice. Either or.
But you're probably going to, oh, man.
I'm going to keep smoking either yeah. way. I'm
I
just
can't
saying.
Wait until you get that fucking smoker's voice.
Oh, God. This show's going to be so much better. I kind of had it during the
Yeah.
The cruise
well, that's
special.
Just because you lost your voice.
But, yeah, it's, I think, is it back?
It sounds
almost.
Better.
Oh, almost.
I don't know.
I can hit those
Throw
high.
Throw some rhymes for me real quick.
I don't even know no. where my book's at, and I don't
freestyle.
Probably
in your backpack.
Because I'm not back. No, I don't know. I just can't think that fast. okay, so she goes out, had a smoke, returned to find her husband had disappeared. Dun, dun, dun.
Salt guy is in our chat room.
Who?
Salt guy.
Oh, what's up, dude? That's our salt guy.
Nice.
Black Bush. Sherry casked Irish whiskey. I am salt guy. Fuck all of you and your crawl spaces. Yes, fuck crawl spaces. Now, I had to do that. Yeah, nice. Glad to have you in there, Ryan. How you doing? So, she
so
came
he's back.
Back
then.
What?
I thought he quit or something.
No, he was going to, but then he decided not to.
Oh, right.
He fixed life, Sweet. So it's all good. Yeah, oh, Ryan, while you're in here, please type in the story real quick, because I totally forgot to do that. Some fucked up shit happened, and I'd like to discuss it with him since he's there. Or actually, no, I don't want to take a phone call right now. Just type it in there or email it to me real quick. info@thejamhole.com. Okay, so, she went out, had a smoke, came back in, her husband, gone, okay?
Check.
No luck finding him. After waiting all night and the next day for him to contact her, she decided to call the police. Like, either she's really trusting or she's just a fucking idiot. Like, you wait all day.
I'm gonna go with fucking idiot.
Yeah, and all
for
night.
For 500.
Or maybe she just didn't give a shit. But if
There's
it was
that.
Me and my girlfriend, well, if I had a fucking girlfriend, God forbid, that, you know, she didn't
day.
Come home. Or even that I went outside to smoke and she didn't come with me and I went back in and she was gone. I would freak out. I mean, I wouldn't right away. I would go look for her. But the bathrooms are the first place you would look, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's in there. Or, I mean, you'd hang out, and after, you know, a couple hours of her not coming back, then you'd be like, Nah, I'm just going to go home. Fuck, I didn't
I
really like
care.
Her much anyway.
She's a bitch.
Her sister's a cunt. Just kidding. Oh, I haven't talked to her since all that, huh?
Who?
I don't know. Whoever the fuck.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Me neither. So, after waiting all night and the next day for him to contact her, she decided to call police. About 10 a.m. the following morning, his body was found in the toilet at the bank bar by a cleaner. You fail. To
Too
put
much
it
boozing.
When police officers arrived, they noticed there was vomit in the toilet bowl and false teeth on his stomach. Somebody was getting gummy blowjobs, if you know what I
Sounds
mean.
Sounds like he lost at life before he even died.
I know, right?
Fucking have dentures.
Maybe he killed himself because he was drunk and he gave some dude a Hummer without his teeth in. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think it's just the fact that he gave a dude a Hummer.
Yeah,
regardless
you lose
of
right
teeth
there.
Yeah.
Coroner Brant Shortland said a pathologist had completed a post-mortem examination, discovered a, quote, large piece of meat had caused him to choke. Hey-o! Hey-o! Come on! Wow. The bank bar's owner... Awesome. Did that irony?
I think so.
Oh, man. That's beautiful. I can't go on. The bank... Oh, my goodness. The bank bar's owner said usually, not always, but usually the toilets are cleaned daily. But at the time in question, staffing issues meant the bar had to stay closed on the day he choked his chicken. No. Just kidding.
Okay.
So that's it for that story. So cool. He choked on a big old piece of meat.
Was it
attached to a human? Possibly. I guess we'll never know. The guy's going to come forward and be like, that was my meat that killed it. Who?
Huh? Who died?
What? All right. You want to do one more? I'll do one more and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Because, hey, it's Friday night and I feel all right. Yeah?
Yeah.
You feel all right?
I feel all right.
It is Friday night.
My buzz is kind of gone,
the
though.
Party's here on the west side.
Word.
So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Never mind. Okay. Montel Jordan, this is how we do it. Heard it on the cruise ship, 4 a.m. What do you got for us?
It's fucking hot.
I know, right? Is the fan on?
Yeah. Fucking doesn't seem like it.
Hold on, I'll fix it. Read.
All right. This one is called Man Almost Loses Penis Humping Steel Bench. Last night in Hong Kong, the police received a disturbing call from a man in trouble. Zing, a 41-year-old man, was calling from Lan Tian Park in the middle of the night. The lonely and disturbed man had apparently thought it would be fun to have sex with one of the steel sit-up benches around the park. Oh, my God. This isn't the first time something like this has happened. I think last time it was with a table, though. The bench has numerous small holes in it, which Zing... Well, yeah, small holes, that's right, because, you know, agents have... so small, penis, so small.
Okay, it should be cooling off any minute now.
You just fucking...
Yes, I
that's
did.
That's awesome. Because... Okay, he just moved the... He just opened the fridge and put the fan in the fridge.
Because I have no food in my fridge, because I always eat
there's
it.
There's like a Capri Sun in there.
Oh, fuck, I better drink that.
Better. The bench has numerous small holes in it, which Zing used to attempt to satisfy himself. However, once he became aroused, he found that...
No,
I thought there was... I guess he drank the last one. Really, fridge? It's a ghost fridge.
No, that'll be fine. But yeah, that is one of the fringe benefits of not having any food in your fridge and not owning an air conditioner is you can just... I mean, it's running anyway. Granted, it'll probably kick on here in a minute, make a really loud noise. Huh?
Is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
Well, you better go catch
it. The fuck?
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. It's still there.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but yeah,
I've actually gotten a serious prank call from someone with that joke.
What would you say, like, really, dude? Hey.
I can't remember what I said, but it was something like that. I'd be like, really?
1980 called. It wants its prank phone calls back.
Yeah.
You douche.
Fuck. So, yeah, he used it to attempt to satisfy himself. However, once he became aroused, he found that he was stuck and could not get his penis out of the small hole.
Never mind. Found it. Found it.
What? Your penis?
This guy. No, my cigs. But this guy. Oh, goodness. Yeah.
He panicked and called the police to help him.
No comment.
All right. I'll just keep reading. When police arrived, they found Zhang stuck face down where he had been stuck for some time. When doctors arrived on the scene, they tried to release some of the pressure by removing some of his blood. But
his
the penis
balls?
Was so swollen that they ended up having to cut the entire bench free and take it in.
He was probably like, no, no, wait, take a picture of this. We do have large penis. We just have to make it build up pressure for it's like a super
know.
Soaker.
It doesn't have to be that big. I mean, look how small the holes are in the bench.
Oh.
It can't be too big, you know. If we got in there in the all right.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, what's more embarrassing, the fact that you got your dick stuck in a hole or that it's that small?
Or the fact that you were fucking that thing in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, those are, I mean, if you're going to fuck an object, at least pick some bigger holes, you know?
Would you rather do that or rape a chick?
Probably rape a chick. At least
because you could
real.
Just pick any chick you wanted right. and be like, yeah, I could take her. Like, how
I don't
guys,
think I could come fucking like, a park bench.
What is the cat getting in the fridge?
The cat is in the fridge.
Because it's hot. That's cat's true. Like, man, I know where to chill. If I could fit in the fridge, I'd move this mic stand right over there.
We should put the fridge, like, right here.
No. No? We should not. Oh, okay. But what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah, like you know how guys do when they're in bars and they're, like, sizing up other guys? They're like, I could kick his ass. Kidding!
She's just sitting
Excuse
there.
Me. So, you know, they're like, I could kick his ass, I could kick his ass, I right. could kick his ass. It's like, do you do that?
I
but
could
like
fuck
with
that
ra-
hole
I could
on that
rape-
park bench.
No,
I
was talking about raping chicks. Right.
I could
rape
her,
that chick, I could
her.
Rape that. She would probably kick my ass, but I could rape her child, I could rape that chick, you know? Like, right. Yeah, okay.
It's a little game we like to play. So 4 painful hours later, doctors finally separated him from the bench.
Did he come?
I doubt it.
Then it was not worth it, was it?
I don't
What
think
did
was,
you learn?
Even if he did come, he still got his dick stuck in a fucking park bench, and they had to cut the park bench out of the ground.
That's why it got stuck. He was about to come, and it got sealed off, and it all just built up like a balloon. Oh, could you? Fuck. Oh. Have you ever been taking a dump, right?
Uh-huh.
And you pushed so hard that blood squirted out your dick?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. Is that normal?
No.
Okay.
Should probably go to the doctor.
Might need to do that.
doctors stated that if he had been stuck for even an hour longer, they would have had to remove his penis.
Wow.
That'd be a bummer.
Is that called an amputation? Or
I think so.
What's the other thing I'm thinking of?
I don't know. What are you thinking of?
When they... A dickinectomy? I don't know. A disconnect... I fucking know.
I don't know.
I was trying to make it a funny here. Oh, Salt Guy says, I'll come on with you tomorrow. Well, we don't do shows on Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday only. If the invitation stands, your fucking show kicks ass, and the story is the law you speak of actually enforced. Killed his stepfather, shot his mom, and killed himself. Done through someone who otherwise could be defined as a miracle. I mean, my cousin was a fucking genius, then killed everyone.
That's fucked
up. You should
up.
Feel guilty. He listened to your show every day.
What?
Oh, and then he says, no, he didn't.
Oh.
Thanks, dude.
That almost would have been better.
26 says instantrimshot.com, but it... Shh. Nice. Is that a site you can actually go to and it goes,
go.
But it... Shh.
I hope so.
Nice.
So let's just say this is probably one bad date that Zing will never forget.
Nice. Buzzing.
That's it for that story.
Okay. Well, oh my goodness. Da, 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 da. This one is called
26 says one time I was jacking off and accidentally pissed all over the bathroom wall.
I didn't think that hurts, like when you try and pee after you have a boner, because you know after you jack off, I don't know if it's like this for everybody, but because I don't ever wear underwear, like I don't own any, you guys know that by now, I'm sure. Yeah. Like after you jack off, there's always a little bit left. And I found the only way to clear the pipes out, so to speak, is to take a piss afterwards, because that flushes out any semen that may be left
right.
inside your dick area.
Yeah.
Your urethra Franklin, as
right.
I like to refer to it as.
Urethra Franklin.
My R-E-S-P-C-T. Thank you. But yeah, so I figured out that if you take a piss afterwards, it totally gets rid of that. But now the hard thing is you have to, there's a happy medium in between the time where you ejaculate and your dick's still hard. So if you try to piss, it pisses like it goes all over the place like a fucking balloon.
Yeah, I don't have that.
No?
No.
Have you ever tried to piss with a hard on?
Yes.
It's fucking hard.
Literally. Hey.
I don't know where I was going with that.
It's called morning wood, Matt.
No, but I'm just saying in just any time you have a hard
Bro,
on.
Yeah.
Like when you're driving and I don't know.
I haven't tried pissing while driving, so.
What? No, I was talking about having a hard on while driving.
Oh.
Like when I go over the washboard and then I'm walking into offices.
But what's that have to do
with
going piss?
Half, with a half and half, I like to call it. Oh, I've broken the bell almost on this show.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I guess there has been times like after sex or whatever, and I go piss. It kind of likes to spray everywhere.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
What is that?
So
do you know?
Like, you can either A, sit down and feel like a total bitch.
I never.
And not
that.
Just because maybe you got a finger or two in the butthole whilst.
You know, actually,
sex.
I've never had a finger in the butthole.
You should try it.
Okay.
Come
I'll pass.
Here.
No.
What are you doing?
Definitely not.
Take a seat, guy.
Want me to take my shirt off?
Can I push your stool in? Okay. Or two, you can. What I usually do is I take a piece of toilet paper and I wipe out the inside of the toilet, and then I squat facing the toilet down so my dick is actually in the toilet, but not in the water, because that's gross.
Oh, yeah, because that's so much better than just fucking sitting down.
Well, because if you sit down, you got to push your dick. I don't know how big your dick is. I don't really care.
Yeah, that's true.
But
when
you
sit
down
and you're hard, it's
and then
like, it doesn't go.
It's resting on the inner rim of the toilet.
That's gross.
And that never gets clean, unless you got the duck thing that's all shaped like, you know, and
right.
then, yeah.
But yeah, I've actually had that happen where it's touching. I'm like, ew.
Yeah. No, that's where that bump came from. Weird. Okay. This is the last story we're going to do, and we're going to get the fuck out of here. This one is called Girlfriend Spent Days with Corpse. Days with Corpse. Cannibal
Sounds...
corpse? I don't know. Trenton,
we'll find out.
The live-in girlfriend charged Thursday with murdering her boyfriend in their Oak Avenue residence, called police Wednesday night.
Oh, God, I'm going to regret going to this fucking link.
Don't do it. Don't do it while you're recording shit, because if it crashes some shit, I will.
Yeah, I've gone to so many so far.
Oh, okay. Just be careful. Okay.
I'm not going to go to it.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. What was the link, by the way?
Just a link for instantrimshot.com. Mm.
It probably has more to do with rim job than what I'm thinking. The good old bitch, right. You know. Okay. Thursday. I'll just start over. Trenton, the live-in girlfriend, charged Thursday with murdering her boyfriend in their Oak Avenue residence. Called police Wednesday night and confessed to the crime. Hello, I need an officer at 5 Oak Avenue, 42-year-old Joanna Hull calmly told a police dispatcher. When the dispatcher asked why, Hull responded, quote, I killed my friend. Is that like on MySpace when you block somebody? I killed my friend. They're not real. Okay. Later, she said, quote, I've got my confession all written down. Apparently, you can hear some of the 911 call. We don't play audio on this show because we can't, and we're not going to. Hull was then booked.
Well, technically, I could if I switched to what you
hear.
Yeah,
but then you couldn't hear us, and nah, just don't worry about it. We'll figure it out one of these days, perhaps. Perhaps not. Hull was booked.
Well, we could figure it out right now if we fucking tried, if we cared.
Whatever. That's good. Let's figure out shit to make the show better, which will in turn fuck the show up
because
while we're doing
something.
Said show.
Right.
Good idea. Hull was booked into the Middletown jail early Thursday on charges of murder, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse in the death of Keith Payton, 47. Well, if you see the picture of her, she's pretty gross.
Yeah, I saw.
Let's see. Following a court appearance Thursday, she remained in jail on $265,000 bond. Payton was found dead inside his Oak Avenue home about 8 p.m. after Hull called 911, Trenton police said. When officers arrived, she directed them to Payton's body. She's all giving them the tour. This is our bedroom, bathroom over here, and to your right, my dead friend. Wah, wah. When officers arrived, I just said that. While talking to the dispatcher Wednesday night, Hull said she didn't remember when she killed her boyfriend.
All right then.
I got drunk and blacked out, and I just don't remember.
I don't know.
Quote, about a week ago, she estimated. Like, you would think killing somebody is something you'd be like,
it's
kind of
memorable.
Right here. It's like, it was sometime last month.
If I killed someone, I probably remember the fucking exact time down to the second.
Well, yeah, you'd just go back through the video of it and be like, oh, okay, this is.
Right. I mean, you've probably beat off to it enough to just have it memorized.
Fucking A, right? Right.
Is that weird?
I don't know. I don't think so. Is that weird?
I don't know.
All right. Quote, Peyton's body was in the bathtub. That's Dexter. If you don't have, you know, miles of plastic wrap to wrap everything in, the bathtub is the next best thing.
Well, plastic wrap is not that hard to get a hold of.
Well, yeah, but the bathtub, it just drains down the drain, and then you just pour bleach down it and bye-bye evidence.
It's true.
Note to self. Purchase.
Write that down.
Purchase more bleach. Okay. Quote, "I just don't remember," Hull said. "I know I killed him. I just can't take this anymore." Like, you can't take
can't
what?
Can't take it.
You killed him. Obviously, you couldn't take it anymore. Otherwise, you wouldn't have killed him, right? Hull told the dispatcher that she had tried to kill herself. That's a cry for help. If you, in this day and age, if you try to kill yourself and you don't succeed, you're either A, fucking retard, right, or B, you don't really want to kill yourself. Because, I mean, we all have enough knowledge of the human anatomy to say, okay, this is what my body needs to live. You can take any one of these things away and it will not live. But, if you know, it just seems stupid that, I don't know. I would like to think that if I wanted to kill myself, I would. Yeah. I wouldn't just be like, oh, I tried to kill myself and I couldn't. God, that just makes me want to kill myself more because right. I'm a failure.
I wouldn't try
but
to kill myself. I just would.
Right?
I mean, put a gun to your head.
Hey, you said would. No?
No.
Would? If it was in the AM, would that be funny?
If I had would, maybe.
Have wood, is that funny?
No.
No. Okay. Let's see. Hull told the pat that blah, 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 that she had blah, blah, blah. She had tried to kill herself. Quote, "I've been taking a bunch of pills every night trying to kill myself and it's not working," she said. "If at first you don't succeed, try again."
Yep.
You would think though, like, okay, I've taken a bunch.
Get it! Get the fuck out of the fridge. Hey.
She's cold or she's warm. It's okay. So, like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by the kitty. Did you close the fridge?
No.
Is that helping at all?
I don't feel shit.
I don't either. It's like, we fix that. So, like I was saying, if you take pills, okay, you're trying to kill yourself, you take pills, that didn't work. Okay, maybe the next day take more. You would just take them all. Don't be like, okay, I'm going to take this many today, this many tomorrow. You would think you would try something different, right? Oh, he's not there. This would be weird doing the show by myself. I'd be like, so you'd think you'd try something different, right? Right. You know, like you would try a gun maybe or something.
Yeah, if you're going to take pills, take every fucking pill you have.
Right. Don't
Everyone.
Fucking ration them out. It's like, man, I better save some for
it's like,
tomorrow.
Well, I'll try taking 50 tonight. And yeah. If that doesn't work, I'll take 100.
No, you take the whole fucking
like, just
bottle.
Take them all. Make
you're
sure.
You're not going to need them later if you do it right.
Right. But you should only need to do this once.
Don't you think you would try a different mode of fucking trying to kill yourself
you'd
if
think.
That didn't work? Work.
Gun, maybe?
Like, what kind of... Are you taking fucking morning after pill? What, like, what
aspirin
kind of
isn't gonna cut it.
Right? The ibuprofen?
If I take all my birth control at once, it's gonna fuck me up.
Yeah, literally. And then I'm gonna get pregnant, yeah. And then see
it's
what
gonna
happens.
Knock you up.
Hull said she swallowed 45 pills at one point, and quote, "I still woke up." Are you taking uppers?
You should have been able to sleep in the first place.
Fuck me. Butler County Coroner's investigator said Peyton died of blunt force head trauma. Preliminary estimates are Peyton had been dead 2 to 10 days. We don't really know because, you know.
Because she can't remember.
Right. But
it could have been, it was either 2 days ago or a week ago.
Maybe stick the thermometer in the liver, watch CSI much? Like, time
not.
Of death. Last month, come on. Do your fucking job.
Yeah.
Trenton Police Chief Carl Ray said Hull was waiting at the front door when the police arrived. Quote, "I think she was just at wit's end and wanted some release from all of it," he said. Relief from all of it.
Release.
From all of what?
Everything.
What the? Because you look
I hate
like that.
My life.
She kind of looks like a meth addict, so.
No wonder she fucking woke up still.
So, why though? Why would you call the cops and then be there? Like, do you feel that you need to show the police where the body is? Like, call them, here's the address, good luck. Yeah. Like, I think.
And then cheat yourself.
They're cops, they'll find the body.
I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know, like, you're an idiot. Just. Boom, you're dead. Problem solved. You and your fucking boyfriend. So, yeah, that's it for that story.
Right
so, Yeah, man. That
so
is...
I'm really curious, and I want to play this sad trombone thing. So
you're going to play it, and it's going to be a bunch of dicks and assholes.
Paulo said it was funny.
Fucking, all right, switch it over and play it.
All right. Is that it?
Nice, dude, nice.
Is that all that is?
Holy shit, dude.
Wow.
That's fucking awesome.
That is one sad trouble.
So, yeah, that is about it. You got anything else for before we get out of here?
Negative.
All right,
I want to go outside and unstick my asshole from this pillow on the chair.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry it's so hot in here. But, yeah, that is all we have for you guys for tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show as usual. If you ever want to talk to us, you can go to the website, leave us a comment on the show notes, or you can email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. You can subscribe with the iTunes. Leave us a comment on iTunes. Just do a search in the iTunes store for The Jam Hole. We have a YouTube account. I'll be putting the rest of the crew's videos up tonight, unless I have something better to do, which I probably will not.
Probably not.
So that is the address is youtube.com/thejamhole. You can be our MySpace friend at myspace.com/jamholepodcast. You will get live bulletins when the feed goes live. We have a Twitter account that just during the day I post random thoughts and I'll post, you know.
Have you still been doing that?
Yes, I have. Not so much today because I got to work late and it was the big, you know, in-town route and all those people. I was kind of trying to save it for the show, but, you know, for in-between days, if it's just something not enough to talk about on the show, I'll fucking, you know, throw it in there, and that is twitter.com/thejamhole. Fuck, man, we got all sorts of cool shit on the site now. I've nice retards, the other white meat, that's awesome. So yeah, man, just look around at thejamhole.com and check out all the cool shit. All the cruise pictures are up. Please go to Podcast Alley and vote for us. Just search for The Jam Hole or go to thejamhole.com and click the Podcast Alley link. That helps us get up in the rankings, which will bring us more listeners.
We only have 9 fucking votes on Podcast Alley,
but we're
month.
At 24 still for the comedy ranking.
Still though, seriously, there's more than 90 you that can fucking vote,
right?
That like us.
Yeah,
come on
go fucking vote. Go take, vote for us. Take, it takes a minute.
Yeah, you take some fucking
it takes
effort.
Less than a minute, unless yeah. You're a fucking retard, right. If you're a fucking retard, I don't want you listening to this,
right?
This is like,
and
you know,
you're also the other white meat apparently.
Apparently, if it comes down to it, I'm a carnivore. I will eat your face.
I
will fuck your face and then I will eat it after I wash off.
I'm still a version to getting my face fucked.
Congratulations.
After all the threats you've said.
I know. I'm an empty threat maker.
That's true.
I couldn't fuck your face. I'd just be too awkward doing the show with you. I'd keep looking at you and being like, man, my dick was in your mouth. That's weird.
You know, if you fucked my face, I don't think you'd be doing the show with me.
Yeah, you wouldn't be back on. I would be. It would just be you tied to that chair. Uh-huh. With, like, the pop filter strapped to your face, yeah. And then the mic, like, jammed in your fucking mouth.
Uh-huh.
Like a pig apple, an apple in a pig's mouth. That's right. What it was. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's about it. We will talk to you guys Monday for episode 74. Later. The people are dead, but the money keeps talking. Keeps talking.
Another dark night. See, then I'm walking a beast sheep, like I walk in front of 39 thieves in a V. S'mores over warm, Helvetica brown proper. For the odd, got her monster prop on a teleprompter. Wild blue yonder, blue in the face, angel. Blew into the bugles and live with the euthanasia. Usually the shooter community chew the corpus, but I see the wolves have already gotten a you and yours. Day of the dead, play the ledge closely. Train a barrel of monkeys to aim at the lowest bogey. Dope, the gonzo have always felt choked socially. Stole the golden fleece with a culture of total nobodies. Earth lies divided by fighting tribes. All we do is watch them waddle back and forth, lighting fires.
Money.
Detonator, wire cutter, pliers, 2 cities, and her one is broken up in tiny tiles that I won't pose. I'm in the heart of the lion's throat. For a photographic token of my primordial growth.
You parade around a kill so damn proud. Like a flatline fetish, had his feathers fanned out. War totem symmetry, skipping to it gingerly. Silkworms, ping pong, ministry to ministry. Hell's bells every which way the wind blow. So I bang my head against any wall you could build. Go.
Another dark night, another not alright. Another bad ritual, more bot surgery. Better follow the breadcrumbs back and back urgently. A wander through the section where the natives feel murdery. Vicinity wander, claim no soul. Never let an anchor drop, never had a home. Never talk to strangers, never trust a friend. This is the life and the life will not end.
Money, 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 money.
What is new? 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 What is new?
Next time, think 39 thieves are quicker than 40 winks. Raise your drinks. 39 thieves are quicker than 40 winks.
We're not concerned with the community aloofness, Duke. We're animals. We just get what the most food is. Love with the toast. Most formal etiquette is useless. Truth is, you're equally expendable if spoon fed.
Money, money,
money is cool. I'm only human, but they use it as a tool to make the workers feel excluded. Like the shinier the jewel, the more exclusive the troop is. Bullets don't take bribes, stupid, they shoot.
Another
shit.
Dark night.
Calicoes, tread around a rabbit hole. Weapons to the heavens and arsenic where the carrots grow. Piss warm sugar water, what a summer canteen. Plus burn rubber like green is the new green. Rubber neck froze, slows by the multiplex. Rodeo commotion, I'm open to see what culminates. Bushy on the right, left, rep rebel force. Both say the feudal proof, the parking lot was never yours. Blacktop, pebble bore, soldiers molded. Where the Joneses, every grown up on Dakota came to grow in. No motive, but showed up in gross quotas. Hog barn burner, come see if your homes hold us. 85 rattle trap parked in fancy. You would swear he was stepping out of Comanche antsy. Let us in a jetty when they jettison the medicine. And paranormal hatchery cadets will break the levees in. Folk know the totem camaraderie. Token of equality, they posted horizontally. Crown of golden lord and doctor grow to lodge the colony. Half mass flags, half caps, loaded properly. And sleep the sleep of the just, ready on the left. With a witchcraft spun out of a neighboring sect. With the usual undesirables and big brother cutters. On a day your name became
another dark night, another not alright. Another bad ritual, more bot surgery. Better follow the breadcrumbs back and back urgently. A wander through the section where the natives feel murdery. Vicinity wander, claim no soul. Never let an anchor drop, never had a home. Never talk to strangers, never trust a friend. This is the life and the life will not end. This is the life. This is the life. This is the life.
The people are dead, but the money keeps talking.
This is the life. This is the life.
Money, money.
This is the life.